Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The unrest continues on more campuses from students protesting the Israel-Hamas war as Columbia continues to keep its campus closed to everyone except students living there and essential workers. Rutgers saying today that exams and academic activities on their campus today are being postponed. And in Los Angeles, an escalation last night on the UCLA campus where officers in riot gear responded to a massive crowd. Its protest encampment was declared an unlawful assembly late yesterday, and LAPD moved in to clear it out. Correspondent Trevor Ault was on campus as police came in to dismantle the encampment.
A lot of demonstrators are actually starting to disperse. We've seen some of them with their hands up. Law enforcement, though, methodically making their way here. There were hundreds of people who were inside this encampment. Now, how many of them are going to willfully give themselves up for arrest? This was considered an unlawful gathering. That's yet to be seen.
Well, as of this morning, we've learned that dozens of protesters were reportedly arrested. Police are asking for help finding the man who groped a woman on a two-train platform in the Bronx and then followed her onto the train to forcibly touch her again. The woman was standing on the platform of the 180th Street station yesterday around noon when the man came up to her and grabbed her buttocks. She then got onto the two train, but the man followed her on board and grabbed her intimate parts over her clothing before fleeing the train. The woman was uninjured in the incident. Anyone with any information about the man is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Well, one man is dead after a fire and explosion at a garage in Queens early this morning. Our Glenn Shuck following the story. He joins us now live.
A pretty solemn scene here right now, watching some family members of this man who passed away hugging and crying out on their front porch. The detached garage of their home is behind the house here on 89th Avenue in Jamaica. The fire breaking at about 2 in the morning. As you mentioned, there was some type of explosion, maybe linked to gasoline or propane that was in that garage. And the FDNY initially thinking that this 47-year-old man was working on a car in the garage when that explosion and fire happened. He was overcome with that smoke and fire, rushed to the hospital. This man was pronounced dead at the hospital. We don't have his name as of yet. In fact, when I walked by here, part of the garage, I'd say at least half of it has collapsed completely. So fire marshals are here. They're telling me that the cause is exactly not known. But again, that's what it's believed, that he was working on the car and something went wrong here. Two fire marshals, in fact, on the scene right now, continuing to do their work in a scene they describe as pretty difficult to be going through. So we'll be hopefully speaking with some of the neighbors here shortly and wait for the identification of the man who passed away. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Jamaica, Queens.
Just a sad story there this morning. Donald Trump is facing more contempt charges today as he returns to his returns to court in his criminal hush money trial. That contempt hearing actually underway right now. And this comes just 2 days after Judge Juan Merchan held Trump in contempt for 9 counts of violating his gag order, fining him $9,000. Today, Trump is facing contempt charges for 4 additional social media posts about the jury and the witnesses in the trial. Meanwhile, testimony will resume today with an attorney who brokered the hush money payments.
Lawyer Keith Davidson returns to the witness stand explaining how he made the deal for Stormy Daniels with the National Enquirer. Donald Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, was urgently trying to get the story bought, paid for, and buried in the weeks before the presidential election in 2016. Davidson described Cohen always frantic, tense, and unpleasant to deal with. Cohen opened an account, used his own money to pay Daniels $130,000. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
One man has been arrested, but the NYPD is still looking for 2 other men in connection with a possible hate crime. Police say on the night of Saturday, April 20th, a 22-year-old man was walking near Amsterdam Avenue and West 116th Street when a man approached him and ran off with his Israeli flag. That victim followed the thief into the crowd, only to be hit in the face with a rock thrown by a second man. Then a third man got a hold of his flag and set it on fire. 40-year-old James Carlson of Brooklyn was charged with criminal mischief, arson, and criminal possession of stolen property. His accomplices are still at large. The NYPD Hate Crimes Task Force is investigating. An honor today for a fallen NYPD officer. We go live now to Carol Dioria, who's following the story. Carol.
Belinda, it's PS 331 in Brooklyn. It will reopen in September, and its new name will be Detective Wen Jian Lu School of Civics and Entrepreneurship. Councilmember Susan Zhuang, who is from this area, says it's not simply a name change, but it is a reminder that generations to come will be given an education that is rooted in civic leadership and the values that Detective Lu held so close to his heart. Detective Lu and his partner, Detective Rafael Ramos, were both gunned down in 2014. That's almost 10 years ago. They were shot 4 times while they sat in their patrol car in Bed-Stuy, just trying to do their job. PS 331 is located on 13th Avenue off 65th Street in the Bensonhurst neighborhood. And this event will take place this morning with much fanfare. The mayor will be here. The chancellor will be here. All the local civic leaders as well as business leaders in the community. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM, live in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.